With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we're pleased to welcome longtime friend and radio host extraordinaire John Kincaid from the John Kincaid Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. In fact, his show begins, well, it begins in Philadelphia, except he's in Tampa. We'll let him explain, but just top of the hour, so he's got a few minutes with us. John, Happy New Year. Where are you?
I am at Tampa Joe's, a place called Tampa Joe's. We are in Tampa. We came down last night. We're going to do the show live here this morning. Going to meet all the Philly expatriates, I guess, that come down here to live in this beautiful weather. And I'm in shorts, Amy.
Oh, okay.
I'm in shorts, and it's like 60 degrees this morning. It's going to be beautiful the next couple of days, a little rain on Sunday. Greatly enjoying that, because the respite from these winter weather that I've gotten used to again up in Philadelphia is quite a change.
Well, just so you know, we're supposed to have a snowstorm in my neighborhood on Sunday night, and then in addition, we've got these single-digit temps on Saturday, not that different from what they're going to get in Buffalo, so yay for you. John, the Eagles finished up 7-3, but let's be honest, every single one of those seven wins was against a team that did not make the playoffs. Still, though, I've admitted I never expected this playoff surge from Philadelphia. How did they get here?
Well, I'm going to join the club with you. I did not think it either. I did not expect it. When we left, we took our listeners to Vegas. We took a group of people to Vegas for the that game, and they left that building 2-5. They were terrible, and so I never expected it either. So I'm not going to act like I was like, wow, I saw this coming. But I will say this, is that once they started to rely on their best players, which is their offensive line, and their offensive line is dominant. I think it's arguably the best offensive line in the NFL. And the versatility that they've got there, the athleticism, and I think that once they started to rely on them and started to become a run-heavy offense, it certainly changed things up for their fortunes.
The ability to run the ball has been critical for them. Some of the numbers they put up with their rushing game has been gaudy. But I still worry when your quarterback is your leading rusher. So you talk about offensive line. How much do you think they can match up, or how do they match up with that Tampa Bay run defense?
Well, I think it's an interesting one on Tampa is this, is when Tampa beat the Eagles in October, well, three of the offensive linemen for the Eagles were not there for that game. So that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. You're missing three-fifths of that offensive line. But when they left the building that night, they were the number two rushing defense in the NFL. The last eight games of this season, Tampa's rush defense, 31st. Last eight games, they are at second to the bottom in the entire NFL. And so that's where I say, okay, they're trending in a terrible direction in that part of the game. Eagles trending in the right direction. Now, Amy, it doesn't mean that I'm picking the Eagles to win the game. But it does mean that I think this is going to be a much different matchup than it was last time. And last time, it was cosmetically close. It was 28-7, and the Eagles did do some nice things to make it close. But I swear to you, it was a six-point game, and I never at any time thought, yeah, the Eagles are going to come back and win.
How have you seen Jalen Hurts grow into an NFL starting quarterback this year?
Well, I knew coming out, I knew he had the DNA. I knew he had the right DNA. I knew he had the right makeup for it. He's a great leader. I think he's gotten smarter, and he has a great football IQ, but I think he's gotten smarter about when to run. He's hung out in the pocket a lot longer, and it might help that you're going up against teams that aren't as good. So it allows him the time to be able to wait for, you know, go down the check down tree, be able to wait to go to a tertiary receiver, be able to get Dallas Goedert more involved in the offense. I think that has been the biggest change in Jalen Hurts, and I think it's been a real positive.
John Kincaid is with us from Tampa, though he's preparing to do his morning show on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia. And so John is wearing shorts and he's rubbing it in a little bit, but we're still glad to have him with us. And we've been friends for a long time. We've been colleagues and coworkers for a long time. And so it's always great to have you on the show. When you think about the, and I wanted to bring this up, I'll tie it back to the Eagles, but when you think about what Chris Ballard said Thursday about Carson Wentz, take the layup, take the layup, take the layup, it kind of feels like that's what you're saying about Jalen. He's okay with going through his progressions, maybe taking the simple, even if it's not the high profile, dramatic highlight reel play.
Well, now he is. Early in the season, he was most certainly not, and he was really bad at it. He's learning, and he gets better at it all the time. He absolutely is hanging in there and getting better at it. Carson Wentz, well, that's exactly what – I mean, Carson, you know, tried to blame every single thing, and it was Philadelphia. It was – they didn't you know, support him, blah, 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 blah. Jalen Hurts has just come in and become the leader and the franchise type of guy that they want. I always said if we could get Carson Wentz's arm – on Jalen Hurts' body, he'd be the perfect quarterback, because between the years, Carson's just another organization is learning that he's a fragile guy. He's a very, very talented guy, but he's a fragile guy, and I think the Eagles are very, very pleased with Jalen. Now, Amy, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that means that they won't consider veteran quarterbacks if a veteran quarterback was interested in coming to Philadelphia.
Ah.
If there was interest. But I do not believe it would be Deshaun Watson. The Eagles have 6 female vice presidents, largest in the National Football League. They constantly tout how they are, you know, a very forward-thinking organization and really support women and everything. And I flat out said it on my show over and over again. I banged that drum. I said, then that organization cannot consider Deshaun Watson. And they better not. Because it would be a PR nightmare.
If I remember correctly, your dog's name is Nikki Foles?
Yeah, Nikki. Yeah, she is Nikki. Nikki Kincaid.
Okay.
And Nikki Foles is actually on her. Yes, I made sure that was her middle name. Because I got to name it. We were getting a new puppy. And I said, girls, I come up with the name. And they said, good, because it was my turn to name a dog.
Oh, okay.
And so I said, Nikki. And they loved it. They thought that was such a cute name. And I went, Nikki Foles. Because we honored the greatest moment in Dad's football history to remember that day, which was absolutely beautiful. February 4th, 2018. Not that I really like focus on it hyperly or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
No, I know you do, and you should. So here we go. This is Eagles, and it's Buccaneers, it's Brady, whatever, memories. But we have about 60 seconds. So give me a few of the memories of your emotions of that night and that game as it's becoming apparent the Eagles will finally win the Super Bowl.
When it was finally coming together, all I could think of, Amy, is that I had waited my entire life for it. And aww. Olivia, from the time she was born, when we would say prayers at night, I would say to her, okay, when I kiss her goodnight, I'd say, you dream of your daddy, your puppy dogs, and the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And I said it to her every night of her life. And we even joked, I would say it to her every night when she was 10, when she was 11. And when they won the Super Bowl that night, she FaceTimes with me, and she's crying, wailing. And she says, Dad, they won the Super Bowl. And I said, and you're only 14. That's all I could think to say, is she only had to wait till she was 14. Dad had to wait till he was 52.
There is most definitely crying in football.
There was. All right, love you, Amy.
All right, John Kincaid. Have fun. Be safe this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.